You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
At my white linen party skirt hanging up on the back of my door in my bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
And it started talking to me.
Tell me what it said.
You know, if you want to fit us, September 1st, you got to put them tater chips down.
Because you're not that cute and your hair is uneven. You look dusty.
My skirt would never say that to me. September 1st, Robin Thicke, Lavelle. Keep listening for your chance to win tickets, because we got you.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, after the mass shootings that took place over the weekend in Ohio and in Texas, two more people succumbed to their injuries.
Mm.
These folks were in El Paso. The young man who is accused of perpetrating that disaster is in custody right now.
Alive.
They say that he was a white supremacist and called, quote, a Hispanic invasion of Texas.
Didn't the Hispanics own Texas?
Let's not talk about that being Mexico before. That's, you know, revisionist history. Donald Trump made a speech yesterday about these incidences that happened in our country.
The perils of the internet and social media cannot be ignored, and they will not be ignored. We must stop the glorification of violence in our society. This includes the gruesome and grisly video games that are now commonplace.
Just blame everything but the guns, right? Blame everything but that.
Or the fact that the vitriol that's being spewed all over this country about people of color, Hispanics, just the racist rhetoric, that means absolutely nothing.
And through his social media. Through his.
So me playing Duck Hunt when I was a kid is now going to somehow influence me to get a gun and go shoot up the place?
This is ridiculous, man.
So I guess the Westerns that he grew up watching made him run out there and do the same thing. It's too much. It's too much.
It's like the problem is right here, staring in our face. Think the problem is that they don't care. They're blatantly protecting the NRA and their agendas. And at this point, the changes that we have to make is through the voting polls. Bottom line.
Right here in our own city, violence is, of course, a problem. It's been an ongoing problem.
Mm-hmm.
That it seems like we've all grown accustomed to dealing with. At some point, we're going to have to start looking at what goes on in our own homes, in our own families, cousins, nieces, nephews, uncles. We have to start making sure that we are teaching each other to love each other. What's wrong with boxing for what you know? Why you gotta shoot for what you know?
It's too much like right.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The
Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
622, look for highs in the lower 90s today. It'll be humid. Right now, you're mostly clear 76 in Roland Park. Shade, what's popping?
The late Nipsey Hussle's business partner, David A. Gross, took to Instagram to reveal that the Los Angeles city officials were attempting to get the rapper in his Marathon clothing store evicted prior to his death.
Why?
Gross posted a letter reportedly sent by the deputy city attorney, Nancy Hagan, where she wrote that they wanted to expel the Marathon store from Slauson Plaza. Now, reports also say that the LAPD were targeting Nip as part of an investigation into alleged gang activity at the strip mall, but authorities have since denied those claims.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Can't tear down nothing that's you know, as substantial and legendary like that.
Aaliyah's older brother, Rashad Houghton, posted on his socials that the Madame Tussauds of Las Vegas, that's the wax museum, they're going to be unveiling a new Aaliyah wax figure. I've been to the Madame Tussauds up in Toronto. It's a cute little experience. Just walk around in these little statues and stuff.
I want to see a Michael Jackson wax
figure.
Yeah,
they have one of those. Yes. They do. So they're doing a contest right now for Aaliyah fans. So if you think that you look like her and you can dress like her, if you go to the Aaliyah app, they're asking folks to upload pictures of themselves. And then whoever wins this contest will be able to attend the unveiling of that wax figure in Vegas.
Send me folks who don't win that, or the ladies who don't win that, so you know, I can hop in their DMs, because Aaliyah was fine, boy.
So Blac Chyna is talking about skin lightening. Apparently there's some kind of company that has a product called White Nishes that she's a spokesperson for.
In Miami, my skin was actually a little bit darker, so that kind of like raised like this whole controversy thing to where as though they were saying like I was bleaching my skin, which I wasn't.
Okay. She already light. I guess you want to be lighter.
Yeah, so the lady who owns the brand, do we have her talking about the product, White Nishes?
Coming from West Africa, to be honest with you, I have never had a colorism conversation. Like, you guys fight for your rights to dumb stuff every day. Why can't I do what I want to do with my body? If I want to be tan today like I am today now, I will do it. If I want to be high yellow, light and bright, two shades of white, I would do it because that's what I want.
Hey, man, it's your body. Do what you want to do with it.
But bleaching is harmful. The chemicals that they use to take the melanin out of your skin is not good for you. That's why you should not do it. Above the other 50,000 reasons I could give you why not to do it, it's not good for your health.
Just let me have the melanin. And you take
it. You want it, I know.
Just inject it into me and I'll take it.
You know your theme song, Brian.
What's my theme song? And
Brown
watch your mouth.
From Indiari. I know you want that.
I'm familiar with brown it, Shay. And I'm slightly brown. Thank you very much. Not brown enough at times.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it? Yeah.
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Chills.
Why you mad, though?
I'm mad because my boyfriend broke up with me, and then he blocked me. And so I can't even tell him how I feel and that I miss him. And so, you know, just gotta move on, I guess.
Why do you miss him if he blocked you?
I don't know. I mean, like,
he was breaking you off.
Yeah.
I don't care. Once you block me and you break up with me, that's it. You go have to boss up, sister. You better talk to yourself. Tell yourself you're better than that. Tell yourself if he can walk away from your love, baby, walk on.
That is good advice. That's right.
Mm-mm. And if he come back groveling, girl, no. Absolutely not.
You are right.
Because they all come back.
That is true. I'm just waiting on it. I'm waiting for him to unblock me. I'm going to see how long it's going to take.
Listen, pride come before fall. You better go get what you want.
No, don't tell her that. No.
She need to.
No, she does not.
She misses him. She likes
him. You better talk to yourself and tell yourself to get over it. Because, if he did that to you, later.
You're right.
All right, have a good day.
Thank you. Thank you, Shay.
Bye, beautiful.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
A former Ohio University basketball star was trying to catch on with a team overseas when a drug test revealed that he was pregnant.
To my Juana man?
Nah. What happened was, I guess he knew he was going to fail the test, so he had his girlfriend's urine, submitted it, and that's when they found out that she was pregnant.
You're a liar.
You're a lying sack of s***. So he was given a 2-year suspension.
Dang, for real? For,
you're not supposed to use other people's urine for drug tests.
2 years?
I bet he won't do that again.
Well, he probably won't have the opportunity now.
Right, he's going to be too old. Yeah.
2 years, god dang.
Apparently, he had a pretty decent career. He was pretty good in Ohio. He played in the Washington Wizards Summer League and had been on a couple of teams in Europe. And he was trying to get down with the Bosnian team.
That's stupid. Use your common sense.
Come on, dog. Well, I guess, you know, to be fair, he didn't know she was pregnant. That's a hell of a way to find out. But, dog, you got to be smarter than that, though. You got to cover all your tracks.
People do that all the time.
You are so dumb. You are really dumb. For real.
But usually, like, if it's a dude, you usually go get a dude's.
Mm-hmm.
Just to make sure the same,
right.
You know.
Right, I get it. Yeah, yeah.
There's a lot of people who do that. Nobody's ever asked you for yours?
Nah.
Oh.
Nah. That's... I think they would know that I would look at them very weird, but I would be understanding though.
But is yours clean enough to submit?
Excuse me, young lady, what are you trying to insinuate?
I asked you straight out. Huh? Is it clean enough to use?
You know, I don't like your tone or your question right now.
Really, nothing's don't. Wrong with my tone. I just asked the question.
I'm clean. I graduated there.
That's all I wanted to know.
I did. Dang on, teacher cried when we graduated Dare too.
Did
you do Dare?
No.
Yeah, it was a policeman, and he was crying. We were singing Whitney Houston. Teach them well and help them lead. Of course, I already knew it because of Coming to America.
Coming to America.
Show them all the beauty they possess inside. Like that song.
Oh, you talking about Randy
Watson. The greatest love of all, yeah.
Yeah. Why are you laughing at the officer? Anyway. Veering is you see how they veered?
It's cool. They know what we talking about.
You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Ironically, we just talked about Chiefs player number 55, Frank Clark, last week when Mayor Quentin Lucas was on the show.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, talking about his jersey.
Yeah, because Quentin Lucas is the 55th mayor of Kansas City. We said we're going to get him a custom jersey with 55 on the back. Well, today, Frank Clark will be doing a back-to-school giveaway at Arrowhead Stadium. So he's got 300 backpacks filled with school supplies, and he wants to give them away to children in kindergarten through the sixth grade.
Yes, wonderful, wonderful news. But one question though, I guess he gonna make a special trip down here because you know they in St. Joe.
Well, today is their off day.
Oh, okay, all right.
The giveaway runs from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. It's exciting. You know, he's new to the town, so for him to make that investment early, we appreciate.
Yeah. Frank, if you're listening or any representatives, call up to the show. We want to talk to you.
I know. I tweeted him, but let me check real fast and see. But as of like 3 minutes ago, nothing.
We need to get some blue check marks.
We don't have any. But people with less followers that's on TV got them.
The followers don't
count.
But the station is, though.
The station is verified.
Yeah. I just feel like that will make, you know, people like Frank Clark, you know, pay more attention to us.
You think?
Yeah. It ain't just some old, you know, Joe Schmo trying to, you know, clickbait him.
Tomorrow, KCK goes back to school. Yesterday, Kip went back to school. 6th and 9th graders will go back tomorrow and K through 5. On Thursday, 7th, 10th, 8th, 11th, and 12th. We'll go back into the classrooms.
Time to get on up.
Then, of course, next week, just about everybody else will be into the classroom next week.
Welcome back to school. Get your edumacation. Keep your mind on them books and off them guys.
Education, young people.
Oh, man. Thank God we got an educated lawyer in the family. Stacy Shaw, good morning.
Good morning. When I come back at 7:35, I'm going to tell you all about what to do if you get pulled over by the Highway Patrol and you get what's called an FCC ticket.
Now it's time for the Shade.
Drop it.
Come up in the spot.
All your hip-hop news.
Let's go!
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Chills.
7:23 today. Look for highs in the lower 90s. It'll be sunny and humid. Right now, you're sunny at 76. And KCK, Shade, what's poppin'?
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity friends. M. Night Shyamalan, director of The Sixth Sense, is 49 today.
Leo Caesar.
Reggae artist Spice. I'm seeing her on Love & Hip Hop Atlanta. She's 37 today. Former San Antonio Spurs center David Robinson is 54. And Randy DeBarge, bassist of the group DeBarge.
You don't know nothing about that.
He's 61 years old today.
Happy birthday to everybody born on August 6th.
Shouts out to R&B singer Khalid answering the call for his friends and family in El Paso, Texas, his hometown, who are suffering after the mass shooting. Mm-hmm. He announced yesterday that he'll be holding a benefit concert later on this month to support those families of the victims in that horrific shooting.
Wonderful news, but, you know, just comes at an awful time in our country that, you know, we got to fix this problem, Shay.
Quote, over the past few days, I've been thinking of ways to help out and support the city. I'm planning for a benefit concert later this month. All of the proceeds will go to the families affected by the shooting. Sending everyone my love, and we'll keep you guys updated. Yeah. Rumor has it that Destiny's Child will be reuniting once again on the heels of their 20th anniversary of their second album, The Writing's on the Wall. This was right before Michelle joined the group, I think. I don't think she was part of it on that album.
No, she wasn't.
So,
this is Bugaboo and all of those. Can You Pay My Bills? All that.
Okay. Yeah. So, I think people would want to see them back together, right?
They better bring back the other three members. LaToya and the one they had for, like, one song.
Farrah, she's not part of Destiny's Child, really.
Not to Renee.
Latavia.
Okay. Yeah, she need to be a part of it, too.
Respect her name.
All six of them.
Vince Carter is going to be playing in his record-breaking 22nd NBA season with the Hawks this year.
Boy, just go to the big three, dog.
He signed a one-year contract with the Hawks.
The Hawks.
And this will be his final season. He's 42 years old.
Good Lord.
Eight-time All-Star, 1999 Rookie of the Year.
Eight, that's it.
He's going to surpass Dirk Nowitzki, Kevin Garnett, Kevin Willis, and Robert Parrish, who all played 21 seasons.
Well, Robert Parrish played. Boy, he was a grandfather on the court, boy.
If Vince plays in a game in 2020, he will be the first player in NBA history to appear in a game.
Four decades? Yeah. No, it just hit my head when you was saying that. I was like, yeah, 90s, 2000s, 20-teens, 2020s. What? Why you stop? I can just read your mind. That's all. Stop. Don't do that. Continue on, Shay. Why are you giving me the silent treatment right now?
Legal trouble?
It wasn't me.
Landlord letting them roaches take over?
Oh.
You got a loan in your ex's name? No. It's time for Stacy Shaw Knows the Law with the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
Brian, thank God we have a lawyer in the family.
And she's a good one too. Stacy, what's good?
Today we are talking about what to do if you get an FCC ticket. Today I'm on the road to St. Joseph. We represent clients all over the state of Missouri. So if you get pulled over by the Highway Patrol, you will get what's called an FCC ticket or a fine collection center ticket. You have two options. Either you can pay the ticket by sending in the payment to Jefferson City where those tickets are collected, and then you'll have the option to either take the points on your license or you can take an online class to remove the points from that ticket. But if you remove the points, it will still be a conviction on your record, which may affect your insurance. because that conviction still stays on there. Only the points are removed if you take the class. The second option is to hire an attorney. What we do is we send an entry of appearance into Jeff City. Then it will set aside that guilty plea. You will not be pleading guilty. You'll plead not guilty to that ticket. And then they will send it to the prosecutor in the county where you received the ticket. It takes about 2 weeks for the fine collection center in Jeff City to send that ticket to the prosecutor's office. They give us notice that they've received it at the court, and then we do a mail-in ticket. So we will mail in a request for recommendation to the prosecutor, and then we will negotiate the fine so it can be negotiated to a non-moving violation. Remember, when you get a ticket amended to a non-moving violation, that fine is generally a little bit higher than what is shown on your ticket. And so remember, if you get pulled over by the highway patrol, you're going to get what's called a fine collection center ticket. I always suggest that you call an attorney just to make sure you know what your options are. If you have a question about traffic tickets, you know we are famous for traffic tickets. 816-359-1877. You can find me online at StacyShawLaw.com, or you can find me anywhere in social media, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter, Stacy Shaw Law. That's StacyShawLaw. Until next time, remember, my favorite students at Faith Academy are still enrolling for this coming up school year, and I'm going to be at the No Joy Foundation Fresh Cut, Fresh Start event on Sunday. Until next time, good luck and God bless.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
You know, Twitter is known for its goofy little trends.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a new one that has a lot of people confused, Brian. Have you heard of people texting what they're calling their number neighbor?
No, never heard of that.
Okay, it's a person who has the same number as you, but it's just one number off.
Oh, Lord, this is okay. This is stupid.
So what people are doing is going one number off from their number, and then they're screenshotting the conversation with that person. And most of them have been pretty negative in nature, like, you know, who are you? Leave me alone.
Yes. Nobody want no stranger texting you.
But then there's been others who were very kind, and they started whole conversations with these people.
Yeah. People are that bored. They don't have nothing else to do. You don't have your Netflix account. You don't have a Hulu account. You can't watch TV. You can't go do nothing constructive. You don't have a job to do. Would you rather do that?
Brian, I think that you should experiment this.
I'm not
this.
Doing that.
No.
I'm not doing that.
You don't got
no reason to whoop your ass.
You don't got to tell the people what your name is, but just to see what happened.
You got too much going on.
And then
right
we
now.
Can put the responses up. I would do it, but my phone number is out of state, so it wouldn't be possibly anybody who listens to the show.
Can I? Okay. You know, I'm not doing this craziness, Shay. Here you go trying to convince me to do something
you.
Stupid.
I almost had you.
Here you go. No. Because I was thinking, I was like, okay, well, maybe I can use the station's number or something.
But there's no text. This is a landline.
But I'm saying, like, it's still going to come from my phone.
You just got to go one number off. But I was with a dude for 7 years off of a wrong number. This happens.
What?
Yeah, I was with a guy for 7 years, and he called my house, and it was a wrong number. He had to speak to somebody else. I was like 16 at the
time.
You
have the craziest stories, all right? You done been through some things in your life.
I have. God is so good that he wasn't a nutball, because I might have been in some pickle juice, you know, somewhere.
Pickle juice?
Yeah, they would have my spleen and pickle juice.
Oh, my God. If you don't ever,
made a coat out of my skin, something.
Ever planning on texting your ex again, and you want to flex, hit us up. 816-576-7103 and flex on your ex with the Morning Grind.
Is that ex getting on your nerves? Cheating on you?
Hey. Oh, no.
Now it's time to air it out.
You will never heard nothing like this. Yeah.
It's Flex on your ex with the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Flex on your ex.
We were together for 3 years. We had a baby together. First white guy I'd ever dated. And it was cool. He had a best friend. He didn't like me. I just thought he was racist, you know? No big deal. 3 years into the relationship, he leaves me for his best friend, who is my daughter's godfather.
Oh, Lord. Wait a minute. So he went to another race and he's liking men now?
I guess so. He hasn't seen my daughter in over a year and a half because he says basically he's afraid of my son. I have a 21-year-old that feels like he's got to take the ass whooping for the things that he's done. And I'm like, you know, I'm not for it, but that's on them because they're both wrong. But yeah, we were together for like 3 years. The daughter was planned and everything. And then my daughter loses her father and her godfather in one day.
Did you suspect anything?
Not really. I was the first black girl he had ever been with. And so I just thought he was like a little uncomfortable with the racial things because I knew his family was racist or whatever. So I didn't think much of it.
Good Lord.
Yeah. But now, you know, since we haven't been together, they called my daughter all types of racial slurs and all this. So we don't deal with them. But yeah, it was just really strange that decided that you was just going to hop up and be with your homeboy instead of your daughter.
Wow. Oh, Lord, this got Jerry Springer written all over it.
Doesn't it? Because we're in Atchison, Bum, Kansas.
Oh.
Mm.
So, yeah, I'm a daughter. If anybody's listening, y'all know who I'm talking about.
All right, we just going to exit out of this right now, Brian.
We need to dismount. Thank you. Have a good day, all right?
You guys also.
Bye.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
821 today. Look for highs in the lower 90s. It'll be sunny and humid. Right now, you're partly sunny at 79 in Roland Park. Shade, what's popping?
Oh.
I was wondering when you was going to come on. You over there typing. I thought you stay ready, young man.
Usually I do stay ready, young man. Is Wendy Williams taking her husband back?
Oh.
Reports say that Wendy Williams may be getting back with that old husband, Kevin Hunter.
After he done got beat up by her son and everything?
Well, not as her husband, but as her business manager.
Ah, okay. All right. But that's probably smart.
No, I don't think so.
Why not?
After you cheated on me, you think I'm gonna give you money to now take care of your side baby and your side chick?
He's taking care of her business, though.
You take those cans back and you recycle those cans for your money.
Girl, bye. All
right.
He's dead out here.
What if she don't feel comfortable with nobody else managing her career?
You better manage it yourself.
Help me, Jesus. Help me.
Manage it yourself. So this list from the Brew podcast,
let's get into
of
it.
The top 50 rappers of all time has got Twitter leaning sideways now.
Let's go.
So on the list, which is very strange, the top five rappers are number one, Jay-Z, number two, my baby father, Nas, number three, Joe Budden. Number four, Styles P.
Number three,
and
who?
Number five, Black Thought.
Number three, Joe Budden. Now, listen, I like Joe Budden. He is an excellent rapper in his own right. He ain't number three, though.
I would agree, and I think Joe Budden would agree that he's not number three on the rap list.
Styles P ain't number four.
P is not on the top 50 list, period. How is he better than Jadakiss?
Hold on.
P deserves, had one song.
He deserves, because it ain't about that, though. It ain't all about that. That's not the only criteria.
But
here,
his lyrics is not better than Jadakiss, in my opinion. And his flow is not.
No, I was finna say that. He ain't even the best rapper in his own group. Jada deserves top 10 consideration. Biggie deserves top 3, in my opinion. But the real criminal act here, Shay, LL Cool J is 46. Come on, dog. Are you serious? Pac is 15. Come on.
They got Biggie as number 8.
That's ridiculous.
Redman is before Method Man. And I like Redman. Come on.
They got Big Boy 32.
Big Boy from what? OutKast?
Yes. and they got Andre 3017.
Mm-mm.
Lupe Fiasco shouldn't be on this list, in my opinion. Drake is a little high to me. 23.
I think Drake is top 10. They have Kendrick
Hell
top 10.
No. Top 10 what? Come on, man. Come on. Spit me a Drake bar right now that you thought that was hot.
Your yeah, puppet. Uh-huh. I ain't got to dance for you.
I'm not asking you to, but you got to defend your argument though. They got my
I
dog.
I said what I said.
And they got my dog T.I. They got my dog T.I. 24.
T.I. is in the top. There are no females on this list. Where's Foxy Brown? Too. Where's Little Kim?
That is an issue that there's no ladies on here. Busta Rhymes is like 49, and that's wrong too. You think 50 Cent should be on here?
I don't know. I would really have to sit down and create my own list and really
it's
go
subjective.
In. Yeah, because it's really taste-based, what your taste is.
Exactly, yeah.
You know?
One thing I will say, Shay, is that I know this came from somebody from the East Coast, but I feel like it's kind of balanced.
You think? Because they put Biggie number 8.
Bro, they got Stacks Bundles on here. Okay?
But Stack Bundles, yeah.
Nobody outside of the Hudson River is listening to Stack Bundles like that.
Well, he's passed away now, so.
R.I.P. the homie, but nobody's listening to Stack Bundles over. They got him over. They have Stack Bundles over Big Pun. They have Stack Bundles over Rick Ross.
Where's Big L on this list?
He ain't on it.
Oh, okay.
Pusha T's a little high too. He's 13.
Yeah, he's way high. He is way high.
We could go on and on about this.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.